Okay, let's begin again, and we will start with question number 7. And question number 7 is, can't the Japanese do business without business cards? Okay, I'm not sure whose turn. Okay, this is my answer, because technically, well, this is one of the questions where there's no yes or no, but it's nice to say yes or no at the beginning. Okay, so can't the Japanese do business without business cards? Well, practically no. Mm-hmm. You know, that's because Japanese always exchange business cards when they meet for the first time. Mm-hmm. One reason is because Japanese names are often pronounced the same but written differently, or written with different kanji Chinese characters. Oh. Also, Japanese business cards, besides showing the person's name, show job title, company name, and contact information. And because it shows the title, it's very useful in Japanese vertical society, because then you know the position of the person and which level of, you know, language to use and that type of thing. So having a name card is very useful to not only show the name, but also to give the person's title, and then you know who you are dealing with. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's my answer, something like that. Okay. So what is your answer? Can Japanese do business without business cards?
No, they can't do that without business cards. When the businessmen and women meet the business associate, exchanging the business card is a formal manner, and it's already a ceremony. So
it is.
It's very convenient to have that. For example, in the first meeting with the business associates, by putting the business card in front of them, they can assure which are the most highest person in the position, and the names and names. So it's convenient. At the same time, filing these cards, they can find the names and the titles and the contact phone number later. So it's also convenient later.
Right. Okay. Yeah, good. That's fine. Yeah. So good. All right. Let's have her as... I laugh because your answer is very true. I have some other comments after. I want to listen to her. But yes, a ceremony is a good way to put that. I've never heard that used, but I mean that... That's what I will use from now on. It's like a ceremony. Okay, good. Can Japanese do business without business cards?
Well, I would just say practically no. That is because the practice of exchanging business card in Japan is very essential. It's customary to greet in at first and bow in each other and do
bowing
to each other,
okay,
and exchanging business cards very respectfully. The Japanese names are often pronounced the same but written differently. And in order to avoid making mistakes, especially regarding spelling and pronunciation of someone's name, business card is considered as a very important business tool. Mm. In addition, business cards show a person's name and his or her job title and company's name and contact address. To know the job title is very important in such a vertical society of Japanese company.
Okay, good. All right, good. All right. This is what I would say is practically no, or basically no, because name cards are very important. Now, name cards are not limited to Japan. So everybody has name cards. If you go to China, you go to Europe, you go to America, Canada, South America. Business people have business cards. Okay, so these are not just something, you know, native to Japan. I don't know where they came from. But everybody has business cards. But as he said, the ceremony, the formality in Japan is probably unheard of anywhere else. You know, in America, people say, oh, here, you want to, here's my card. And they pass it just like, you know, turampu mitai. Hi, 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 dozo, dozo. Oh, you too, here, here, here. And then they take your card and boom, it go right in your pocket. They don't, sometimes they look, they don't look, they just, boom, skomu. They just throw it in your pocket. Cram it in the pocket. Well, in Japan, of course, that's rude. Right? So, in essence, you know, the whole formality of exchanging name cards in Japan is like a ritual, in a sense. You know, but it's very polite, but it's also just different. So in that sense, in Japan, it's just, you know, a very common practice to do. But everybody has business cards. Okay. Now, the thing about names is interesting. You say, well, because the names are, you know, sound the same. But they're written differently, like Ito, Ito-san. We have a lot of Ito-san. So which kanji do you use? But, you know, names in America or any place, if you're not sure of the name, you don't know how to pronounce it. Right? So people look as, oh, is your name Mueller or Miller or Mueller, Mina, Mina? You know, they don't know how to say. So just having the name card in Japan, of course, helps. But it's not always 100% because they go, oh, どうやって読む? So the people look on the other side, hope there's English. Right? And then companies, oh, 英語がない. So what do? Is you have to, you know, make sure you know. Or sometimes people with difficult names put the furigana. Right? So again, this thing with names is not just limited to Japan. Going back to what I said is because in America, people's names, because there's many different kinds of people in America, especially from different countries, names, we're not sure how to pronounce them. Okay. So, you know, getting a name card helps, but it's not always 100% because, oh, you have the name, but how do you say this? Okay. So anyway, but the formality in Japan is very, definite. Like you said, like a ceremony kind of when you meet, you place them neatly in front of you in the order of way people sit and things. And they may be able to take and throw it in their book or. Hi, okay, hi, hi, nice to meet you, okay, hi. Okay, so that's about name cards. Okay? Let's go to number 8. It talks about the seals, okay? When and on what occasions are seals necessary? Okay, I'll go through this, and what I've done is I've made 2 sentences. Okay. Seals are required on important business documents. Seals are used to express consent on contracts, to open bank accounts, and to give notices to government offices. Most people have at least 2 or 3 different types of seals. One is a registered seal, one is a bank seal, and another is an acknowledgement seal, for example, just to give easy consent or acknowledgement when they receive parcels or packages at their home, or they need to just show the stamp that they've seen something. In equivalent, it's like the signatures are used in the West. Okay, and that's my answer. Okay, so when and on what occasion, when and on what occasions are seals necessary? Okay?
Well, seals are required on official documents and important transactions. When you open bank accounts and make withdrawals without using a cash card, a seal registered at a bank in advance is needed. And then, perhaps, seals are also used when you receive postal deliveries and other everyday functions.
Okay, right. Can you say that they're used to receive postal deliveries? What did you say?
Postal deliveries and other everyday functions.
Okay. It's very true. I would say they're used to receive postal deliveries, to acknowledge, to the reason used to receive postal deliveries, and to acknowledge many other simple functions.
Simple functions.
Yeah. Okay, good. When and on what occasions are seals used?
Seals are required on important business documents, and also are required to express consent on contracts, and also to give notices to governments, and etc. The role of seals are equivalent. The roles of seals are equivalent to signature in the Western countries. Most people have two kind of seals. One is a registered one, which is used for important thing, and the others are very usual and normal one. It's just for daily use.
Okay, good. Right. Even though I didn't change this one about giving notices to government offices, you know, when filing documents with government offices, uh-huh. maybe a little bit, when giving notices, you don't give a notice to the government office. You file papers, you file applications, right? So actually this one on this answer says to give notices to government offices. They're used to file documents. Used to file applications and documents to government offices. Actually, file documents with is better. So they used to file documents with and applications to government offices. Maybe with is better. They used to file applications and documents with the government offices. With is better than to. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, and then as I said, the three types are what the one used for the bank is just in English, the bank seal, and then the very simple everyday use. Mitomein is what you call it. Just like I think the English word is acknowledgement seal. Yeah, is it acknowledgement? Acknowledgement seal.
Acknowledgement seal.
Yeah, it's a little awkward because, you know, in Japan people would understand. Maybe other people wouldn't, but, you know, and then, you know, you have your registered seal, which you. Everybody in the register for very important documents, real estate documents, things like this. Okay. Yeah, I think that's okay. The mitomein is like rather than consent. Consent is a little bit stronger than acknowledge, like oh, okay, kind of thing. But consent is let me make sure that's okay. And you have to, you know, do a little bit different. So they have here express consent on contracts. So a contract is really you agree to this, you know, no mistake. So the mitomein is kind of like, oh, I saw it, you know, nothing, you know, oh, I received the package, okay, like a proof, just more like a show of proof.
So in America or Western countries, there is no difference between this important one or unimportant one.
No, there's
just, you put signature on these documents.
Yes. Now, what is important is you make sure your signature is not different. What I mean is you don't change it every time you sign. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you understand what I was saying? Is if you sign, okay, I acknowledge that you sign, you know, this. If you're signing important documents, your signature must be the same. So if you have a driver's license and you sign it, and if you have a passport and you sign it, and the signatures don't match, then it's no good. Mm-hmm. So don't just kind of like, oh, you know, however, oh, today I feel like this one, and let's do this. You should, when I was like about 18, I started to develop the same signature, because you need that for everything after.
Oh, okay.
You can't just like, you know, today I feel like this one, and I want to do this. No, you have to kind of define your signature, because that's very important.
So do you make practice for signing?
Yeah, kind of. You kind of practice. What do you like? What do you look like? You know. So now when I've just, you know, like with my eyes closed, I sign my name. It looks the same usually.
The same. Oh.
Yeah, because if it doesn't look the same, they have problems. And they have the same thing. They have, and the banks, of course, they're going with this machine, right? Did they have something, you know, not in America, in Japan, they're checking, right? It's really interesting to watch. But in America, if they don't believe it's the same person, they actually have also signature certifiers, especially when it gets very complicated legal cases. They have a contenin or something that we'll check. Is this the same signature as this one? Is this the same handwriting as this one? They have people that study that and can tell they need this in court, in legal cases. So anyway, that's what they do in America. Now, sometimes you want just initial. It's very simple. Mm-hmm. Initial is like mitomein.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
That kind of, just initial here, you know, mitomeru, you know, kind of thing. So, but a full signature should be the same.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, all right. Let's go on to question 9. It said, many people switch companies? Okay, and my answer is, before, Japanese people rarely switched companies because the employment system in Japan made it difficult to do so. Now, because many companies use performance instead of seniority as the primary standard for determining employees' salary and promotion, more people switch companies than before. Also, companies nowadays accept experienced employees instead of only new graduates. So, it's not only employees who can find jobs easier, but it's also employees who allow experienced workers in the middle of their careers to come and work. Okay, that's my answer for this. The idea of a chutosayo in English is unheard of. What is chutosayo? Well, it's, you know, a mid-career change or change era, you know, finding a new job, in essence, right? In the old days in Japan, it was very difficult to find a new job because companies only wanted new graduates. They didn't want used employees. Mm. Right? We don't say used employees in your answer, but that's what it was. They were used employees the companies didn't want. Nowadays, accepting, we would call experienced employees is very common, mm-hmm. especially when it comes to engineering or some kind of professional or specialty. Mm-hmm. It's very common. But in the old days, they only wanted, new graduates. Mm-hmm. So if you weren't a new graduate, you couldn't find a job because the company wouldn't accept you. Even though you had good skills. So now it's working both ways between the company and the employees, workers. So it's kind of becoming more and more like, maybe I would just say Western system.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so do Japanese switch companies?
Oh, not so many people. Still now. Until 30 years ago, most people were very loyal to their companies, which took the seniority system and long life, lifetime employment system. So it was very natural that many people stay in the same company for a long time. But the situation is changing. Young people tend to not hesitate to switch companies. And at the same time, the companies are accepting the people in mid-career. So, compared with the old time, on average, the people are changing, switching the companies.
Okay, fine, good. All right. Let me ask her. I have another comment, something I thought of anyway. What is your answer? Let's just hear your answer. What do Japanese, do people switch companies nowadays?
Yes. Most Japanese companies have long adopted lifetime employment and seniority-based system, seniority-based payment. Seniority-based salary.
Uh-huh, okay.
And many people used to consider switching companies as a taboo, and it would result in negative status among the Japanese companies and society, because the loyalty to the group, to their group, was very important. However, the current trend is that many companies are adopting the merit-based systems, so they are now increased, and they are very now interested in hiring experienced people in the mid-career, and switching companies has become much easier than before. So personally, I switched the company 3 times.
Oh, okay. All right, good. You know, this is not very nice, but I'm thinking a lot of people use the word, they were loyal to their companies. But some people, I don't know what it was, loyalty, or they were stuck there. They had no choice, right? So, oh, I don't want to quit the company because I'm loyal. I don't want to quit. I can't quit the company because no other company will take me. I'm old. I lived in Japan many years, and I found that to be the case for a lot of people, is I want to change jobs, but no one wants a used worker. So I have to be loyal to the company. I'm stuck. Now there's not the feeling of being stuck in one company. Some people don't like their job. They go there and, oh, I have to work here for 40 years. You know, nowadays that thought maybe isn't as strong, but before it was, you know, once you found the company, you were married to the company because you had no choice to go another place. So this is very interesting how things have changed in Japan, right? Okay. Good. They have Nemawashi is number 10. And the question, what is Nemawashi? Okay. My answer is, Nemawashi refers to the common Japanese practice of arriving at a decision through informal small meetings held before an official meeting. Nemawashi is carried out in order to achieve consensus and avoid embarrassing and uncomfortable situations, arguments, and conflict. It's a common practice in business and political, in the business and political worlds.
Could you repeat it in the last sentence?
It's a common practice before that. Okay. Nemawashi is carried out in order to achieve consensus and avoid embarrassing and uncomfortable situations, arguments, and conflict. Okay, it is a common business, it is a common practice in the business and political worlds. Or it is a common practice, it is a common practice in business and politics. Okay, just some background, what I've done to this is they have here, refers to the common Japanese practice of arriving at a decision through informal background discussions. This is okay. I just think what it is little small meetings, right, before the big official meeting. So Nemawashi refers to the common Japanese practice of arriving at a decision through small informal background meetings before an official large meeting is held. And you can say that. I think the first way I read it was a little different, but in essence, right? It's not only discussions. A lot of times people have meetings and, you know, little informal meetings or get-togethers and kind of check the, get the feeling of everybody, right? That's the idea, is to get the feeling of everybody before the official big meeting. So then at the official big meeting, everybody knows what they're going to decide. And they just kind of go through the formality of talking and making the decision, and everybody's happy. People don't start arguing at the meeting or fighting or, you're stupid, why did you say that? You know, that's not right, you know. And so they don't have this conflict because everybody's discussed it, you know, separately outside the meeting. That's the whole Mnei Mawashi thing. In here they say public dissent. Public dissent is probably, to me, not the correct expression to use, because public dissent sounds like a demonstration, like a bodo or something outside the, you know. So that's not what it is. It's to avoid embarrassing situations in public, to avoid embarrassing situations in front of others. It's avoid embarrassing situations in front of other people. This type of thing. But public dissent sounds like a, you know, mass demonstration. And it's not the, I think, a different nuance than what they mean here. Okay. And the word Nei Mawashi, sometimes people, what is that? It's root binding. Yeah, Nei is root, R-O-O-T, binding, B-I-N-D-I-N-G. Literally means root binding. So you kind of, you know, put all the roots together, bind them up, so everybody's all tight in this, like the roots of the tree, right? The Nei Mawashi is when they bring the tree and it has the cloth around the roots and everything's bound up. So that's what it is. Everybody's in a tight bond. So it's root binding is the literal expression. You don't have to say that, but that's what I would call it. So what is Nei Mawashi?
Nei Mawashi is a common business and political practice in Japanese company. A junior employee who wants to bring up an issue has some informal discussions with other employees. It is a kind of a informal lobbying to gain consensus before action. They are literally means root binding. It is a completely clear off all obstacles before it goes to a formal meeting. If you talk to a lone person in at the lone level of hierarchy, so your issue will never be brought up to the formal meeting.
Okay, good. Can you say about what you said, clear off? Can you say that sentence?
Okay. They are literally root binding.
Nei Mawashi means
Nei Mawashi means literally root binding. It is to completely clear off all obstacles before it goes to a formal meeting.
I would say clear away.
Clear away, okay.
Or just clear all obstacles. To clear obstacles.
All clear obstacles.
Mm-hmm. Take the off. Mm-hmm. It is used to clear all obstacles.
Clear all obstacles before it goes to a formal meeting. Official meeting.
Yeah, before it goes. What I'm thinking, it goes. Let's see. Try it again. Can you say it again? Sorry.
Nei Mawashi literally means root binding. It is to completely clear all obstacles before it goes to official meeting.
Okay, it is used to clear all obstacles before the official meeting is held.
Okay, before an official meeting is held.
Yeah, then that works. Okay, mm-hmm. Good. Yeah, that's a nice answer. Okay. Okay, yeah. And let's ask him then, what is Nei Mawashi?
Nei Mawashi means root binding, literally. It's the common Japanese practice to get a feeling and obtain conclusion or decision. Through the small and underground meeting held before the formal meeting.
Okay.
Japanese don't like to argue hotly in the official meeting. In order to reach a decision or a conclusion without embarrassing situation in public.
Without embarrassing situations.
Without embarrassing situations in public. Hmm? So these are needed in Japanese society for political and also a business world.
Okay, for the
business world.
Yeah, good. Okay, another expression that's a little bit, well, it's not real slang, but it's used a lot is, you know, nemawashi is a way to get everybody on board. Everybody on board. Mm-hmm. So on board is what? Like get on board the train, get on board the plane. So it's a way to get everybody on board before the meeting, before the official big meeting is held. And that expression is used a lot in companies. You know, is everybody on board? You know. Which means, is everybody with us together?
Uh-huh. Everybody on board.
Yeah, so to get everybody on board.
Which verb you use?
Get.
Get. Get everybody on board.
Right.
Before the formal meeting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or to get everyone to agree, kind of that. But they use that a lot. That, you know, let's get them on board. Mm-hmm. You know, so good. Okay. The next two questions, 11 and 12, are kind of, you know, very standard answers and questions. But I will read the answers as I see. The first is question 11 is, what is Shushin Koyo? And I have exactly the same answer as the model answer. I didn't change anything. I think it's fine. Mm-hmm. But I will read it just because people have mentioned they like me to say this so they can hear my pronunciation. Mm-hmm. Shushin Koyo is the life... Well, the question is, what is Shushin Koyo? Shushin Koyo is a lifetime employment system which has been prevalent in Japanese companies. Under this system, employees are expected to be totally loyal to the company in exchange for guaranteed employment until retirement, usually between the ages of 60 and 65. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, the word prevalent, which has, you can exchange that with common.
Common, okay.
Okay, if prevalent is not easy to say, common is maybe easier. So Shushin Koyo is a lifetime employment system which has been common in Japanese companies. Okay. What is your answer for what is Shushin Koyo?
It's almost the same as the answer.
Yeah, this answer actually okay. Is fine, but yeah. Go ahead, sure.
Yeah, okay. Shushin Koyo is a lifetime employment system which has been common in Japanese companies. And under this system, people are supposed to be loyal to the companies. In exchange for guaranteed employment until retirement, usually between the ages of 60 and 65.
Okay. Good. Yeah. Okay. That's fine. Yeah, so pretty much this.
Completely the same.
Yeah, this is actually a good answer. So yeah. Let's say I change a lot of stuff, but this one's good.
Yeah.
What is your answer? Do you have the same thing?
Sorry, the modern answer sounds perfect, so my answer is also
okay. Good.
Exactly the same.
All right, let's practice. Yeah.
Okay. Shushinkoyo is a lifetime employment system which has been common in Japanese companies. Under this system, employees are expected to be totally loyal to the company in exchange for guaranteed employment until retirement, usually between the ages of 60 and 65.
Okay, good. Again, anything else I would change here is in exchange for guaranteed employment until they retire is also a way. Yeah, it's more, that's more conversational until retirement, but until they retire. But again, this answer is, you know, it's simpler. Until retirement is shorter than until they retire. But you could also say that if you're more comfortable. Okay. And with that, I think we'll go on to the last question today, which is number 12. It's, what's Nenko Jōretsu? And my answer is, Nenko Jōretsu is the seniority system in Japanese companies. Under this system, wages and promotions were determined almost exclusively on length of service rather than on performance. Sure. Nenko Jōretsu is a seniority system in Japanese companies. Under this system, wages and promotions were determined almost exclusively on length of service rather than on actual performance. Right. So my second time I read it, I put actual performance. It makes it a little more emphasis. What I have done is taken out the relative pronoun which, right? So we don't need this. Nenko Jōretsu is a seniority system which has been prevalent in Japanese companies. You don't even need to say that. So Nenko Jōretsu is a seniority system in Japanese companies. And then all I did is depend, the word depend on the second line, I said were determined. Or you could actually leave it present tense if you like. Under this system, wages and promotions are determined almost exclusively on length of service rather than on performance. So maybe leaving it present tense actually might be better. So Nenko Jōretsu is a seniority system in Japanese companies. Under this system, wages and promotions are determined almost exclusively on length of service rather than on actual performance. Okay. So, actually, probably the present tense of rather are determined makes it a little bit better. Were determined sounds, obviously I'm using it in the sense that it's not as common. So either way is okay. Were determined, because nowadays most companies have, you know, seniority and performance, a combination of the two. But under the real definition, it's are determined is better. Okay. And what is your answer for what is Nenko Jōretsu?
May I take your answer for my practice?
Oh, sure, if you like it.
Nenko Jōretsu is the seniority system in Japanese companies. Under this system, wages and promotions are determined almost exclusively on length of service rather than actual performance.
Okay. Good. And what is your answer? What is Nenko Jōretsu?
Nenko Jōretsu is a seniority system in Japanese companies. Under this system, wages and promotions are determined by the length of service in the companies rather than performance, actual performance.
Okay, good. Okay. Let's just practice a few of the holidays. So how many national holidays are there in Japan?
In Japan, we have 15 national holidays.
Okay. What is May 3rd?
May 3rd is the Day of Constitution.
And why is this Constitution Day?
The Constitution was actually carried out from that date of 1947.
Right. So the new post-war new constitution came into effect on May 3rd, 1947. Good. What is Golden Week?
Golden Week is a kind of a long vacation Japanese people take, always take. And it starts from the end of April through May 5th. During this time, people often go back to their hometown or take trips. During this time, so the transportation and accommodations are fully booked, and many people, many people go everywhere.
Okay, people. That's okay. Okay, let's. Okay, that's not bad. Okay, I think it's, the first sentence. I think let's. Can you improve that? What is Golden Week?
Golden Week is the long Japanese holidays, national holidays. It's a long vacation. How can I say
it? Okay. What I would say is that Golden Week is a week with many holidays.
Oh, it's very simple.
Oh, yeah. I use junior high school English.
Oh, Golden Week is there holidays with many...
Okay. Golden Week is a week with many holidays. Oh.
Golden Week is the week with many holidays.
And that begins April 29th
through May 5th.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, that's what I would say. So Golden Week is a week with many holidays that begins on April 29th and ends May 5th. Okay? And then during that time, then what you said, during that time people go to their hometowns and they travel and... I would, again, use more junior high school English. Trains and buses and airplanes are very full, and hotels are also very full because everybody travels. Many people travel. Okay? So rather than transportation and accommodations, I would say trains and planes, buses are full, and hotels are full because many people travel. Right, okay. And let's see what I was going to say. I know in this book they have a holiday-studded week. If you look in the Sambyaksen book, they have its Golden Week as a holiday-studded week. And that's not a very common expression. It's a literal expression. It's a very expressive way to say this, but it's not... something people would catch very easily with their ears. Now, star-studded sky, we say. Star-studded sky. So star, a sky with many stars. But holiday-studded week is an interesting expression, but it's not a common expression. So I just say it's a Golden Week is a week with many holidays. Okay. Let me ask him a question. The government is thinking of what? Spacing or spreading out some of these national holidays, like having Golden Week at a different time or summer vacation at a different time. What do you think of the government's idea of, transferring or changing some of these days, so not everything is crowded in a rush at one time?
I think I am positive and also negative for these changes. Because in the positive side, the crowdedness of in the traffic and in places will be decreased. But in negative side, people want to go home round or travel together. So if the holidays are different from person to person, they can't do that. So in a sense, it's not so good. So there are positive and negative side.
Right. Okay, good. Right. So I think that's basically the issue. They're positive and negative. The positive is it avoids so much crowding. And it's actually, I've heard businesses prefer that because usually they've said at Golden Week or Obon period, there's too many customers who want to go to a hotel, and they have to tell customers, sorry, we're full. Mm-hmm. The week after Golden Week, nobody goes and it's empty.
Yes.
So it's like to spread out, even out the demand, which is nicer for maybe businesses. And also in people working, the hotel is very, very busy during Golden Week and they need lots of part-time help. But the next week, the part-time help don't have jobs because nobody's there. But not so many people.
Yes.
So it spreads out employment, it spreads out there.
Uh-huh.
The trouble is, as you said, if people want to take vacations with their friends or families and the vacation times are different, they cannot do this.
Yes.
Right? Right. But the government is thinking, I think, of spreading out the holiday. And I think it's maybe a good idea because in America we don't have such a rush.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Summer vacation can be a rush, but summer vacation is 3 months. For children, right? June until September.
Uh-huh.
So yes, summer is busy, but it's still not packed into 1 week, like Obon or something. So it's I'm kind of used to a system that doesn't have all these rushes when everybody takes vacation at the same time. So it actually is, you know, in some sense good. It depends.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me, what is May 4th?
Green Day? Oh, okay. The May 4th is the holiday of Green, called Green Day. Originally, Green Day was observed on April 29th. It was the birthday of Showa Emperor Showa until 1989, if I remember right.
It's always his birthday.
The Emperor Showa was a kind of the expert who are very interested in their study of environment, and it is to commemorate their achievement of Emperor Showa, and after he passed away, the May 4th becomes Green Day.
Okay. All right. April 29th is Emperor Showa's birthday, and that doesn't change. So it was until, you know, he passed away, it was always the emperor's birthday. So now the emperor's birthday is December 23. But, you know, so I know some students say it was his birthday until, it was Emperor Showa's birthday until 1989. So when was Emperor Showa's next birthday? No. So what I'm saying, that's what I'm saying. See, that's a little funny. So, anyway, let's go back to what is May 4th. May 4th is Green Day. And Green Day is, as you said, commemorates and celebrates Emperor Showa's interest and in greenery. And it also is a day to appreciate ecology and the environment. Originally, Green Day was April 29th, which was Emperor Showa's birthday. But because Japan needed a holiday between May 3rd and May 5th, they made May 5th an official national holiday, making it Green Day.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So then instead of being a funny name like, you know, just, you know, extra holiday or, you know, added holiday or something, they used to call it a strange name. It didn't have a real name. It was just like, you know, official day off or something, you know. So then, because April 29th was always the emperor's birthday, celebrated as the emperor's birthday for 81? something, I forget, or 80-something. It was celebrated as the emperor's birthday for 80-some years. Everybody liked his birthday because it was the start of Golden Week. And if it's not a holiday anymore, Golden Week is only May 3, 4, 5, which is kind of not very much. So they kept it as a holiday on May 29th, April 29th, and turned it into Showa Day. Yeah. Okay, so they have that. So there's some politics as well. It's also not just because of Emperor Showa, but they needed a holiday for May 5th to make it an official day. Sounds better. Okay. What is the third Monday in July?
The third Monday in July. The day of sea or?
The Marine Day is what
Marine this, Day?
Yeah. Okay. And what is anything special about that?
I am not so sure about that. Maybe the in many ocean coast, the coast is officially declared it's open. Okay. I'm not so sure about that.
Okay, right. It's Marine Day. There's some interesting background information I've heard. One of it was chosen as the day because, one, there is no holiday between Golden Week and, well, technically September, because Obon is not an official holiday period. There was no holiday between, you know, June, July, August have no holidays. So they made it a holiday. But it was also, I heard, the day there Emperor Meiji took a trip to Hokkaido on the boat, and he came back that day to Yokohama or something. So it happened to be July 21st, and so that's also why they picked that day. I'm not 100% of my history, but there was some reason to commemorate his return back from a trip by boat. And I think it was to Hokkaido or something. But they needed, there was a break for that. Okay.
Okay.
So how many months have two holidays, more than one holiday?
Oh, how many months? More than two holidays. Oh, definitely May.
Okay, May.
And January.
Okay, January, right.
And more than two.
Or two or more.
Oh, two or more. Oh, not much. Or December? And
what's in December?
December is the emperor's birthday. Oh, that's a okay, only that one. So the November.
November.
Yeah.
And what? Last year we had
October.
No. September. September and November, right? And last year in September we had what you call Silver Week.
Silver.
You're right. Okay, so some months have two, some have one, and what months have zero?
Zero.
June.
August, June.
Yeah.
And
I think just August and June, right? August, okay, June. Good. Yeah. All right. So, I didn't get a chance to mention all of these, but know some of the national holidays, right? Like Constitution, Foundation Day, National Foundation Day, February 11th.
11th, yes.
Right. The first day of spring and first day of autumn. You say the equinox days.
Equinox day.
But most of it's first day of spring, first day of autumn. Culture Day. In November. And Labor Day.
Yeah, Labor Day.
Now they have Labor Day.
23rd.
Right, and then they have, what is it, Appreciation for the Aged Day?
Aged Day is, I'm not so sure about that.
That's it's September?
September.
24th? Is it? Okay, it's in September. And then they have, what, Coming of Age Day? January. So there's lots of holidays. So learn about the holidays, but Japan has 15 and that's a lot of holidays. Yes. Okay. So they do ask you some of these strange questions, as why is May 4th a holiday? why is Emperor Showa's birthday still a holiday, you know? So politically it's there because it was, his birthday. He was the longest emperor to be an emperor in Japan. But also, it's the start of Golden Week, and people say, don't take away my Golden Week.
I think November 3rd is also the birthday of Meiji Emperor.
Oh, it is. Yeah, now it's called Culture Day.
Culture Day.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
See, I learned. The birthday.
Of Emperor Meiji. Oh, well, thank you. I learned something new. No one's ever said that. I've never heard that. Oh, okay. Good. So now they have the Emperor Meiji's birthday is actually Culture Day. Interesting.
Yes.
Okay, good. All right, well, thank you for coming. Nice to see you. Next week we'll do more about work and the topic for companies and working.
Okay,
good.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.